Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fine. San Francisco supervisors are taking action to step up scrutiny over nonprofits that do business with the city. The move follows a number of scandals involving hundreds of millions of dollars. So, Phil, let's start off by talking about some of those problems the city has had.
Well, what we have here is the city's shadow workforce. It's unofficial, but it's the nonprofits. And basically, if the city's got a problem and they need a quick fix or some area that they don't necessarily already have an expertise on, they bring in the nonprofits. It can be anything from health people, homeless shelter operators, ambassadors out on the streets for safety, drug treatment programs, crime prevention programs, housing programs. And it spent about $1.7 billion on 600 different nonprofits, and some of them aren't operating all that well. As a matter of fact, it was found out that a number of them don't even have legitimate nonprofit status. But in recent months, we've had a slew of scandals, if you want to call them that, because they are, where, for example, one anti-crime group, the leader of that was going off to Tahoe and allegedly spending city money and such on vacations and such like that. We had another one, a housing one, that wound up was giving the vouchers out to their relatives. Some of these nonprofits have been around for decades. They're entrenched. They're rarely looked at. And there's two questions here. One, are they using the money correctly? And the second one, are they getting the job done? And this bill is aimed at doing it. But I got to tell you, you can pass the law, but it's going to be another thing to see if it actually works out.
You know, Phil, this just got me thinking that parts of the city of San Francisco, like you're trying to get a permit to open a small business or build affordable housing or even market housing, there's so much red tape. It takes so much time because there are so many fiery hoops to jump through. And then you look at the situation with the nonprofits, and apparently there are very few hoops to jump through.
There aren't. As a matter of fact, not only are there not hoops, many times the bar is so low you don't have to jump. You can just stumble over it. The nonprofits are brought in because it cuts out red tape. You want to get ambassadors on the street, you do this. Otherwise, you'll wait a year to hire a single one. The hiring process in San Francisco is notoriously slow. But with the absence of the red tape and the checks on it, it has corrupted. And I'm going to tell you something, that when, you know, questions are raised about nonprofits after these audits and they have hearings about it, the nonprofits pack the room with their clients and their supporters, which they often have in the community, and they have frozen efforts going back 20 years to bring them into account. And there's a second one here before we go that I want to bring up, is that while this $1.7 million is of city money, others nonprofits are, if you want to build something in San Francisco and it's big, chances are you have to do what's called a community benefits project. And that means giving money to nonprofits in that community. And that's another slew of money that's a little highly questionable about job training programs. But the nonprofits are one thing. But the question is, are they also non-performers? And that's what this is trying to get at. We'll see if it happens this time.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Matier, who'll be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Aaron.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.